It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. Uh-oh, we're getting serious. This looks like this might end up somehow on the Joe and Alex Show Instagram. Oh, gosh. Make sure you're following us at Joe and Alex Show. Let's get into it. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Well, today's a very special day, kids. You know what today is, right? It's National Margarita Day.
Wow.
I don't know the words, but I know my parents used to sing this song.
Watching the sun, babe.
We should have hired somebody to dump a bunch of sand in here.
I can take that. We have some sandbags out in the hall.
I'd love that.
Pork chop. We'll get the sandbags. Cut them open.
I'm busy, man.
What are you doing?
I'm making margaritas.
You have margaritas.
He has tequila right now. He's pouring into the blender. He brought a whole blender in here.
What, you really have margarita stuff?
Yeah, dude. I got the tequila right here.
Oh, my gosh.
Cuervo Gold.
Just so you know, if the station goes off the air, it's because Porkchop's blender short-circuited the entire system.
Oh, my God. What if it does? We've been warned about plugging things in.
I know.
Nah, we'll be good.
Okay, what are you pouring in there now?
This is the margarita mix.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, daddy likey.
What is that, lime flavored?
Yep.
Have you ever had a margarita, Alex?
Yeah, I've tried it, and I just don't like it. I hate the taste of tequila, and also I don't like lime. Like, if I was going to have one, it'd have to be strawberry or something.
Uh-oh, Liv.
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
Ice is melting on the floor.
Ice is melting on the floor.
Okay, now he's got ice. I guess we're just going to stick with this for the Need to Know News for a second.
Wow.
All right, hold on. Okay. Well, how much ice are you putting in there, dude?
I know he put a shot of tequila, a shot of margarita mix, and has put like 12 ounces of ice in it.
How many shots are supposed to be in there for like four people?
Oh, no, this is
one at a time. I'll make the rest off.
One at a time?
One at a time.
Yeah, you're not efficient. You were a bartender.
One at a time.
Yeah, Liv and I are like, give me that damn bottle.
I honestly love margaritas so much, so I'm pretty excited about this.
This one's for Joe. I made it a little stronger.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, yes.
Let's do this thing.
All right, hold on.
Cross your fingers we don't go off the air.
If we go off the air, make sure you come back, okay? Let's see. Go ahead. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Dude, that looks good.
All right, put that in my mouth hole.
Oh, wait. It needs a little more ice.
Okay.
A little more ice.
I'm so worried we're going to go off the air. Okay, well, wow. I'm going to let him continue that, but wow, I say we drink all day. And guess what?
We're starting early here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Yeah, but it's only going to get better. So, yes, today is National Margarita Day. Celebrate accordingly and safely. Okay, the next story, I saw this, Alex.
Sorry.
Joe didn't plan this one out.
No, I didn't actually think I was kidding. I said to bring a blender in. I didn't think he actually would do it. Okay, this next story here, Alex sent to me, and she said, oh, my God, this could be our producer pork chop. This was a Lyft customer in North Carolina. They were taking...
I mean, pork chop could not be more discreet. Like,
yeah, I know. Could you? What do you got there now?
I don't know why you planned on talking about other stories instead of just doing this one thing.
Is
about
that a
margaritas.
Bong? What is that?
It's a fancy glass.
Oh my God! Ooh. You're a closet alcoholic, and I didn't even know it.
Wow.
Hold on.
Sorry, you can continue your story.
Okay. So, yeah, it's so quiet, like a bowl in China shop. Anyways, Alex said this could totally be pork chop. This is a Lyft customer in North Carolina. They were taken on a joyride from hell. Listen to this story and tell me if you don't think it would be our very own pork chop.
The engine revved up with music blaring in this Lyft ride caught on cell phone video by a passenger Saturday night. The passenger, who asked to remain anonymous, told me over the phone about the harrowing ride.
Just heard his engine rev up, and then that's when I pulled out my camera.
The man requested the ride through the Lyft app. He said there was some friendly conversation about the Dodge Charger SRT's powerful engine, but he didn't ask the driver to show it off. A trooper spotted the car in that glowing Lyft sign. He clocked it at 120 in a 55 zone.
Whoa! 120? Oh my, wow. This is insane.
Like, what the hell, dude? Then he said, it's a blue light. I'm going to jail. I got to go.
The trooper says the car swerved through traffic.
What do you do when your Uber Lyft driver's like, oh, that's the police. Sorry, man. I gotta get out of here. I'm sorry.
That's hilarious.
We're not stopping. So eventually, the Uber driver, the Lyft driver let him out. The cops caught him. He went to jail. But Alex, you're totally right. Like, I could see that being Porkchop. He's like, I'm not going back to jail.
That's Porkchop's car, even.
Yeah, I drive a Dodge Charger.
Wow, what's the fastest you've had an Uber customer in? I had somebody go like 70 and a 40. I was like, whoa, lady, whoa, you're killing me here.
I think I don't know.
I actually can't stand when my Uber drivers drive the speed limit. I want them to speed because I got to get where I'm going.
Okay, and we've all heard about prenups before for marriages, but what about this? Couples are now signing dating prenups to lay out their demands for the relationship.
No way.
What they want, what they don't want, who keeps the stuff if they break up. Now, a relationship expert chimed in and said, we expect our partners to read our minds, so it seems unromantic, but you can really rely on the prenup when you're angry, emotional, or projecting baggage to guide you through those times.
Sounds good to me.
No. I don't know about that, though. Like, doesn't that, like, if, like,
honestly,
you bring that out at the beginning. It's like, hey, this, you know, Liv, I really like you, but I'm going to need a prenup for our dating.
I think a prenup makes more sense when dating than when married. I think once you're married, the prenup should go away.
I wish I had a prenup. Whenever my wife divorces me one day, she's going to get all my stuff.
Yeah, because you have so much stuff.
Yeah,
Joe.
So okay, much. All the Taco Bell wrappers
so many
on your floorboard.
Valuables.
Can we at least pretend for 1 second here?
Yeah.
Okay, geez. Okay. All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I'll tell you what, dude. I need a little straw maybe, but this is a...
Is it good?
Good margarita? He's making mine right now.
Hmm. Daddy likes.
Daddy.
Oh, it's so cold in my teeth. Oh, my goodness. I don't have, like, all my bottom teeth went numb right there.
Oh, my God.
Don't you have fake
this
teeth?
Sight?
Up top, I do.
What's her last name, Liv?
Oh, Jordan Woods.
Yeah, he's got some Jordan Woods teeth going on because he's got veneers.
Take it back right there. All right, well, cool. I guess that's it. Really? Okay. All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Oh, dude, we're leaking everywhere. Turn it off.